The year 2011 was a bloody year for the Palestinians in the occupied territories. A recent report issued by the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, has said that around 180 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces in 2011 alone. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, more than 120 people, including children and women, were killed and over 600 injured in the Gaza Strip during air raids and ground incursions.
2011 was the bloodiest year since the end of Israel's war on Gaza 3 years ago. We also continue to face acute shortage of some types of medicines. We have prepared an emergency plan in case Israel waged another large-scale attack on Gaza.
In recent days, Israel has escalated its military attacks on Gaza and assassinated a number of activists by drone attacks, with a number of Israeli army officials threatening to initiate a swift and painful military operation. Resistance factions have said that they would not be intimidated by Israel's threats to launch a new invasion and lauded the steadfastness of the Gaza people.
We take the Israeli threats seriously. They come within the context of the psychological warfare against our people and resistance. The enemy always plans to commit more crimes against our people in light of the continuous American support to the Zionist entity. But the resistance is much stronger than before and will defend our people.
The Israeli military frequently bombs the besieged enclave, claiming that the acts of aggression are conducted for defensive purposes. Israel has been imposing a land and sea blockade on the tiny coastal strip since 2007. It controls Gaza's airspace and territorial waters and restricts the movement of people or goods in and out of Gaza. Meanwhile, Gaza fishermen continue to face almost daily harassment by the Israeli Navy, patrolling of Gaza's 40-kilometer coastline around the clock. Internationally pro-Palestine activists recount how their small boat was deliberately rammed by an Israeli naval warship that it tried to capsize their boat and other boats of Palestinian fishermen.
They tried to capsize the Oliva, so the captain felt in the water, and me and the other observer felt on the floor of the boat.
Since the end of the Israeli war in 2009, in which 1,400 Gazans were killed and thousands more injured, Israel has used disproportionate force against the largely defenseless Palestinian territories. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.